This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 307 for Wednesday, March 13th. I'm Adam Peloshotti. The ICE Futures canola market is showing some weakness on Wednesday morning despite some positive sentiment in comparable oils. Chicago soybean and Malaysian palm oil are climbing higher, but European rapeseed is mostly lower. Crude oil is gaining more than $1 US per barrel after a report suggested a substantial decline in United States stockpiles. The Canadian dollar is up more than 1/10 of a US cent compared to Tuesday's close. The May canola contract is down $4 per ton at $623.70. In the US, corn is steady, while soybeans and wheat are in the red. NASA reported that soil moisture in many corn-growing areas of the U.S. is insufficient at the root zone and drier than last year from southern Minnesota through Missouri, as well as from Nebraska and Kansas to Ohio. On the other hand, South Dakota, western Nebraska, and most of Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas all have improved moisture. The May corn contract is unchanged at $4.42 U.S. per bushel. AgRural reported on Tuesday that the Brazilian soybean harvest was 55% complete, compared to 53% at this point last year. Soybean production estimates in Brazil range from 146 million to 155 million tons. Heavy rains in Argentina have flooded the streets in Buenos Aires and brought between 15 to 75 millimeters of precipitation in agricultural areas in one day, which could hinder the soybean harvest. The rains will move into southern Brazil this week and could improve conditions for late crops. The May soybean contract is down 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $11.89. NASA reported that root zone soil moisture in northern Texas and southwest Kansas is significantly better than 1 year ago, while central Kansas, eastern Oklahoma, and the Pacific Northwest are at normal levels. Export prices for Russian 12.5% wheat fell to between $199 to $202 U.S. per ton last week, the lowest prices since August 2020. France's Ag Ministry cut the country's wheat export outlook for 2023-24 at 16.34 million tons, down 230,000 from last month. Projected wheat stocks are at 3.74 million tons, up 47% from the previous year and a 19-year high. CONAB cut its Brazilian wheat production forecast by 600,000 tons at 9.6 million, while Ukraine's Grain Union said its 2024 wheat crop at 20 million will be its smallest in 12 years. Thailand purchased 120,000 tons of feed wheat from optional origins. The May Chicago wheat contract is down 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.42. The May Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.88. The May Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.64. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Wednesday, March 13th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Peloshotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.